It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rebecca Curran. Three people are still missing after a helicopter ditched in the North Sea with 18 people on board. A major incident has been declared and a search operation continues. The Super Puma L2, carrying 16 passengers and two crew, had left the Boxton Dolphin oil rig and was headed for Sumbra Airport when it came down a few miles off Shetland. Sophie Turner is from the Coast Guard. She says there was no mayday call from the pilot on board.
We didn't get called from the helicopter, no. The Coast Guard were advised by the Air Rescue Coordination Centre that they had lost contact.
Can you tell me anything about the search and rescue conditions tonight?
What we can say is that, you know, 15 out of the 18 were recovered reasonably quickly.
Do you have any idea how long the search may be able to continue tonight?
I know that it's continuing at the moment. That's all I can tell you on that.
One rescue helicopter flew 9 of the 15 into Lerwick. One was taken off the flight by stretcher. The rest walked off. Amanda Smith's son, Sam, was on board. He described for her what happened.
I spoke to him for about 30 seconds. I mean, I don't know where he was ringing from, but he said it seemed to lose power and there was no time to brace. They just dropped into the sea. And he was by the window, so he was able to escape that way as it rolled over.
In the past few minutes, Oil and Gas UK has released a statement. Chief Executive Malcolm Webb said they're deeply concerned by the news and are thinking first and foremost of the passengers and crew involved, in particular those friends and family of the three people who are still unaccounted for. It's not the first incident to involve this type of helicopter. Finlay Duncan joins me now.
Yes, Rebecca, this latest incident comes 4 years after a Super Puma crash in the North Sea of another L2 model in which 16 men were killed. Only today, families of those men broke their silence because a fatal accident inquiry into that crash, which had been due to take place in October, has now been postponed until January. The Crown Office had already decided in March that no prosecutions would be brought against the operators or manufacturers. Nora Edwards from Liverpool lost her son James in the 2009 crash. She explains how she feels about the latest setback.
Nothing's going to change as to prosecutions, but we need the answers. And people need to be aware that this has gone on. Not keep quiet about it, so, oh well, it was just something that happened, and it'll never happen again. Well, believe me, I would never want anyone to go through what we have gone through over the past 4 years.
Of course, a different model of Super Puma, the EC-225, only returned to service earlier this month after being grounded since last October because of a North Sea ditching. Thankfully, in that incident and another previously in May 2012, all those on board both crafts returned safe and well.
A helpline has been set up for concerned relatives. It's 01224 296 866. Stay tuned for the latest updates this evening.